Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Today, we want to tell you about podcast delivery. The podcast discovery struggle is real, and podcast delivery is here to help. Get podcast recommendations delivered straight to your inbox every Monday so you can focus on making it to Friday. Subscribe at podcastdelivery.com. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from Jennifer Fink. Jennifer is the creator of the podcast Fading Memories, a show designed to support those who are taking care of loved ones affected by Alzheimer's disease and those who are looking for a source of guidance and community. For folks who are caring for a loved one with memory loss, we really hope that this is going to be an excellent resource for you. After we tell you about this week's podcast picks from Jennifer, we'll share an interview that I recorded with Katie Sprenger. Each week on this show, we share a chat between me and someone doing something cool in the podcast space. Last week, we spoke with Jordan Goss-Perret, an audio producer and investigative journalist at CNN. Make sure to check out that episode if you haven't already. Today, Katie Sprenger. Katie is the current head of audio development at Rebel Girls. And she has a rather impressive resume, if I do say so myself. She was a senior audio creative producer at Pandora and the supervising producer of branded audio at Vox Media. So yeah, Katie is major career goals over here. As for our podcast recommendations, through Jennifer's podcast picks, we explore the vast and heavy topic of Alzheimer's disease and memory loss. Through this list, we'll hear from caregivers and scientists and listen to their funny, sad, and rather informative stories. Let's get to this week's podcast recommendations from Jennifer. Jennifer chose the theme, Let's Talk About Alzheimer's. Why? She writes,
Hi, my name is Jennifer Fink. I chose this theme because June is Brain Health Awareness Month, and we all want to live long and vibrant lives. When you tune in to my curated list, you will be well on your way to making that happen.
Here are this week's Earbuds episode recommendations from Jennifer. The first podcast we'll be checking out is from our curator, Jennifer, and it's called Fading Memories. The episode is called We're Doing Aging Wrong, Plan to Age Well. Here's the description. We're doing aging wrong. Our healthcare system delivers quick interventions that act as band-aids, but fail to include the entire family or the bigger picture. Our medical model focuses on the body and neglects the mind and the soul, when in reality, both are essential to our healing and comfort. Older adults are often scared and alone when they realize they need more attention, support, and love. Jennifer talks us through the different practices that we as a society can implement in our day-to-day life to help shift the current narrative on aging. The second podcast is called Owls in the Fam, and the episode is called Alzheimer's, Advice from Caregivers for Caregivers. Here's what this podcast is about. We meet a family of caregivers caring for their mother who has Alzheimer's. It's a great way to understand what it's like to go through something like this as a family and as a young person. The family gives great advice, like how to make your loved one feel special by elevating the time you spend together. This can look like anything from making them a playlist. Fun fact, people with memory loss can still often remember words to a song because it uses a different part of your brain. Or simply by turning a bath into a spa-like experience. Overall, this is a great episode to check out. Next up, we have the podcast Awkward Story, a dementia podcast. And the episode is called Dementia and Cognitively Enhanced Exercise Plans. Here's the description. Hosts Maggie and Thomas interview Ryan Glatt, a brain health coach with over a decade of experience in the health and fitness industry. He currently works alongside clinicians and researchers to study the effects of cognitively enhanced and comprehensive exercise plans at the Pacific Brain Health Center. They talk about neuroplasticity and how to build and maintain a healthy brain as you age. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Dementia Matters, and the episode is called Vitamin Deficiency and Its Impact on Brain Health. In this episode, we get a speedy but in-depth review of how to keep your brain young and alive through the help of different health hacks, some of which are, of course, vitamins. We learn more on how to partake in memory evaluation and why addressing vitamin deficiencies can be a preventative step in the aging process. Sneak peek, B vitamins are your friend. The last recommendation of this week's theme, Let's Talk About Alzheimer's, comes from the podcast Zestful Aging. The episode is called And Basting. Creatives are transforming aging and elder care with meaning and joy. Here's the description. In this episode, we hear from Anne Basting, a scholar and artist whose work focuses on the potential for the arts and humanities to transform our lives as individuals and communities. For over 20 years, Basting has researched ways to infuse the arts into care settings, with a particular focus on people with cognitive disabilities like dementia. She talks about shifting the narrative of aging to one that is more joyful and hopeful, and how artistic expression and health and wellness need to be viewed as necessary for each other rather than separate entities. This was a really powerful list of podcasts from our curator. Thank you for sharing, Jennifer. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode so you can check out all of those podcast episodes and more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest at all in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlight podcast for some more audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want to have your podcast spotlight in this section, and it'll appear both in the newsletter and on the homepage of our website, just get in touch with us. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. And for the month of June, we're doing something a little bit different in the Spotlight arena. We're going to be featuring podcasts that elevate the voices of the LGBTQIA+ community all month in honor of Pride. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Query. Here is what Query is all about. Sit in on an hour-long conversation between host and stand-up comic Cameron Esposito and some of the brightest luminaries in the LGBTQ+ family. Query explores individual stories of identity, personality, and the shifting cultural matrix around gender, sexuality, and civil rights. You can check out Query wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes of this episode. Next up, it's time for the interview portion of the show. Today I'm speaking with Katie Springer. I told you a bit about Katie up at the top of the show, so let's get into it. Katie, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
You have a long career, but you are currently head of audio development at Rebel Girls.
That's right.
So tell us, what is Rebel Girls and who is the intended audience?
Yeah. So Rebel Girls began as a book series called Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. It was created in 2016. And from that book series, we've now put out, you know, several chapter books. And we've also put out a couple different volumes of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the most recent one being Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, 100 Immigrant Women Who Changed the World. And then in 2018, we decided to launch a podcast. This was a little bit before my time, but they decided to launch a podcast also called Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, where we take those amazing stories from the book and we build them out into like a fully sound designed, really immersive narrative piece of content that tells the incredible stories of like one rebel woman at a time. And then we tap as narrators another incredible rebel woman who can sort of like help us bring that story to life with their beautiful voices. Rebel Girls is a mission-driven company, and our whole mission is to inspire and build confidence in girls all across the world. And so the podcast is meant to do that exact thing. So we try and tell stories from all different places, from all different perspectives. We try and create a universe of content where little girls can find themselves no matter who they are. They always feel sort of represented and shown up for.
I love that mission. And you also are able to gather such star power to narrate these.
I mean, I think that this is sort of a testament to the company that has been built, you know. I mean, we make really beautiful books and make really beautiful podcasts, and people want to be a part of it. And I'm thrilled and honored by that, you know, that we can reach out and say, hey, Ilana Glazer or Jamila Jamil or, you know, any one of these incredible women and say, hey, do you want to come and give your time to this experience and help to inspire these girls around the world? And people say yes. The thing that I really love, what we always try to do, Ariel, on every episode is find those perfect points of connection. So the people are reading a story that they feel really closely connected to. So we have an upcoming episode based on the story of Shiye Bastida, who is a young climate activist in New York City. And we tapped Danny Washington, who is a fellow podcaster and a science communicator, to read the story. And she had, like, met Shiye Bastida, and she had attended this event that Shiye Bastida was part of putting on. And so she had this, like, deep connection to the material. And I think whenever that's the case, it shows up in the content. Like, when there is this moment of these, like, points of connection, they just bring that to life. I think the same was true with one of my favorite episodes, which is Noor Inayat Khan, read by Frida Pinto. It's just like, she loved the story and loved the woman and wanted to tell it. And it was just, it's just like, we capture that like lightning in a bottle. And I hope we do it every time.
What attracted you to the mission of this podcast and Rebel Girls in general?
Well, it was a lot of things. I mean, I think that first and foremost, I'm a mother. I have two children. One's a rebel boy, but like honorary, fine. But I'm a mother and I have two kids, and I want to make content that they want to hear. And I want to put stuff out in the world that I want my kids to access. And I want to tell the stories I think that people need to hear, need to be paying more attention to. You know, like, the mission and point of the company as well was to tell the stories of women that just don't get told. In so often, these like wild, amazing women, their stories just get lost in history. You know, there's like that old saying, behind every great man is a great woman. And that's bull, you know, like, in front of every great man, there is a great woman. And those are the stories that we need to be putting out there. And that was something that I wanted to be a part of, you know, like, making sure that my kids hear these stories. My kids know the incredible contributions that women have made to the worlds of science and art and literature and, you know, all of this stuff.
Do your kids listen? And if so, what's the schedule for them? Do they listen in the car, before bed?
So my kids do listen. I should say one of my kids listens. My daughter is, she's one of those, like, I only want to play YouTube right now. She's like very much in a YouTube world. But no, my kids definitely do listen. They listen when I'm doing like the final listen through. And I think that they get really excited because they know that they get to hear it before anybody else does. And that's the only time they want to listen.
You know? Exclusivity.
That's right. They want the exclusive content.
So a few weeks ago, we had Mick Sullivan on the show, who is with Kids Listen. So Kids Listen, they're a collective of podcasts for kids, sometimes by kids. It's a really great network of shows. And Mick was telling us about the future of kids audio and how Apple Podcasts is kind of creating a division where they're going to prop up kids audio. So I'm wondering, from your experience in the space, where you see kids audio going and where you see Rebel Girls being a part of that?
I think that is a great question. And a lot of it is unknown at this point. I think that there is just a ton of upside to sort of be explored in the world of children's audio. I think that there's like not a ton in this space, and there's not a ton of diversity in the space either. And I think that that's part of what we need to explore more of. When I think about where children's audio is going, I think that there's like a million exciting things that could happen. I think that there's a lot of work that can be done in, you know, bringing more voices out there, telling more stories. I think also there's like some fun technology things that we can and possibly should explore. Like, you know, there's definitely been some movement around choose your own adventure and stuff like that, and the different ways that we can include voice in children's audio. I think that stuff is very exciting. But I think really, if I had to say where I thought kids' audio was going, I think that the first thing we have to do is like some major education around it. Mm-hmm. For instance, I think that a lot of people, if you're like, hey, does your kid listen to a podcast? They're like, no, they're nine. You know, mm-hmm. and I think that we need to sort of educate people about what's out there.
Right. Like not every podcast is This American Life.
Right. Not every podcast is the Joe Rogan Experience.
Like, thank God.
There's. Yeah, exactly. although I wouldn't hate those numbers if I'm being totally honest.
Nobody would.
No, I wouldn't hate those numbers.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Or that Spotify deal. So, yeah, for me, I think that if I think about what's next in kids' audio, I think that there's got to be some education going on. And then I think that it'd be really fun in the whole world of audio to be thinking about what we can do with the technology we have access to.
I agree with that. And I see that you have always been deeply interested in how technology affects stories.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
To me, it's just like the why not factor of the whole thing. You know, like there's so much that we can do that we don't do. We serve stories in a very sort of like, audio is an incredibly immersive experience. Yeah. It can be an incredibly immersive experience, but I think that we can take that a step further. We just have to play around with what's out there, you know? Like we do have dynamic audio technology that we can be utilizing in different ways. We do have voice activation technology that we could be utilizing in different ways. I think that it's just an exploration, a moment of exploration. So like, if we have this technology, why do we serve the audio in a one-dimensional way?
I'm with you on that. I see the future involving some sort of like geolocation.
Oh, dude.
Some sort of prompts when you hit a specific location, walking tours that can tell you to look to your right and you'll see something, or to your left if you're on the other side of the street. I think that is all a possibility.
Endless. It's endless what we could do with this medium, because there's so many beautiful things about audio. One, of course, is that like lean back experience where you close your eyes and you just listen and you let the sound sort of like wash over you and bring your mind where it needs to go. But then there's the other things of like being an active participant in the content that you're consuming. And that's also fun. Both of those things are fun.
So you started your career in the radio space.
I did.
And were you behind the scenes there or were you on mic?
Oh, I was very much behind the scenes. Very much behind the scenes. Yeah. I started in radio 7 zillion years ago. Well, my very first job was at WBUR in Boston.
Cool.
But I don't know if that counts anymore because I was an intern like, you know, 9,000 years ago. But I started my career really in commercial talk radio, the commercial talk space.
And what for you is, if you had to boil it down, the biggest difference between on-demand and live radio shows?
Time. Like when I was producing live talk shows, I was the only producer working on a 4-hour daily show. That's bananas.
Yeah.
That's bananas. And it was just like the expectation. Now, you know, we've got writers and engineers, and I just love it. Like we craft this stuff. You know, we don't, it's not like, I got to fill the time. It's like we craft the work that we're making. And I think that that is truly the biggest difference. I have a ton of respect for on-air hosts who can speak extemporaneously for hours at a time. But I also love and appreciate the fact that we're able to put so much craft into what we make now.
You're coming to Rebel Girls, you're coming to the podcast space, or you've been in the podcast space from a really cool background, from radio, from terrestrial radio, commercial radio, to really highly produced, beautiful audio. So what are some other projects that you admire right now that you're listening to?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. You know, I'm really interested in other people who are doing narrative content, narrative sound design content. I listened to, oh my God, I'm going to forget every single name of everything that I listened to. But gosh.
You can take a minute and look it up if you want.
The things that I love are probably the things that everybody else loves. Like I'm totally loving Smash Boom Best. I think it's so cute and so sweet. My son is obsessed with Wow in the World. There's an episode all about like spit or farting or something. And he was just like, yes, I'm all in. Here it is. Nocturne.
Yeah,
it's so lovely. So I just started listening to that and I really am enjoying it. I'm also a really huge super fan of, oh, now I'm going to forget the name of this podcast. It's from PRX, and it's the one where like the inanimate objects.
Everything is alive.
Everything is alive. Oh my God. Can I just say, when I first heard about Everything is Alive, I was like, it was just like, there's got to be something. And then I listened to it. And I was like, oh, you win. You and win. Everything is alive.
Yeah. And then it's also a really good example of the kookiness that we can explore within this medium.
That is such a great point. That is such a great point. Like, this is the other thing that I think is something that we need to do in kids' media is play. Like, just play around with what we can do. Because the thing that I love the most about creating audio is it's fast. Sometimes. Like, I definitely understand that there are some, like, you know, journalist-y things going on that, like, I'm not, you know, a part of. But it's fast and it's inexpensive and it is wide open, you know? Like, I think about that old piece from the 1960s. There's an ad from the 1960s of, like, how to do storytelling on the radio. And it's, like, a 300-pound cherry being dropped into Lake Michigan. Like, the fact is, you can do anything with this
and
media.
And you can say anything.
You can say anything. And then you can put it out there in the world and just, like, see if it hits, which is so fun and so exciting. And I think that, like, what you're saying about exploration and play is key. That's a next step.
I think you are in a great position right now to continue playing and encouraging others to play. So, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today on Feedback with Earbuds. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, this was really fun. Thank you, Ariel. I love talking podcasts and audio with you.
Thank you again to Katie for taking the time to speak with me. We'll have a link to all of the things that Katie works on and her social handles in the show notes. And we're back next week with another podcast interview from somebody doing something cool in the podcast space. If you got somebody you want to recommend to us, somebody that we should definitely speak to, just get in touch with us. We'll have all of our social handles listed in the show notes. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, we're going to wrap it up for the week. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslack.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.